News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Heavy rain triggered by a series of depressions in the Bay of Bengal led to the overflowing of rivers and water projects, causing flash floods in Chittoor, Kadapa, Anantapur, and Nellore over the past 72 hours. Life came to a standstill as thousands were left marooned while roads to several villages caved into the force of gushing water. The death toll in rain-related incidents in different districts of Andhra Pradesh touched 33 as more bodies were retrieved from the flooded streams and at least 12 people were reported missing. According to government data, the rain and the flood-related death count was 20 in Kadapa, 7 in Anantapuramu, 4 in Chittoor and 2 in SPS Nellore. In the Nellore district, the body of an unidentified person was found near the Somasila Reservoir. In Kadapa district, where 12 people were missing, crops on hundreds of acres were destroyed, heads of cattle washed away, and tens of houses in villages were reduced to rubble as flash floods due to a breach of the Annamaya project's earthen bund on Cheru River caused havoc. The temple town of Tirupati in Andhra Pradesh was the worst affected, with incessant flooding and fresh fears around cracks developing in one of the biggest water reservoirs in the state that is located in the town. No fresh downpour, however, was reported. In the Chittoor district, a large volume of water from upstream and from Tirumala Hills led to the Swarnamukhi River going into Spate, filling the reservoirs and causing flooding. The soil in the reservoirs has become hypersaturated with water. The National Disaster Response Force 10th Battalion deployed 2 teams each at Rajampet and Tirupati and 3 in Nellore district. 2 teams of NDRF 3rd Battalion were kept on standby at Vishakhapatnam. The Chennai-Kolkata National Highway 16 remained cut off for traffic between Nellore and Vijayawada in Andhra Pradesh, as was the Chennai Grand Trunk Rail Route, severing the all-important link between the southern and eastern and northern parts of the country. According to the South Central Railway, more than 100 express trains were cancelled because of the damage caused to the railway tracks near Nellore and 29 more diverted. A chopper that was deployed to carry out rescue operations for 10 people stranded on a JCB excavator in the middle of torrential floods in Anantapur made headlines the previous day. 12 people who had taken shelter on top of 3 buses in the Rajampet mandal of Kadapa district could not be rescued and are feared dead. The floods have damaged the roads at many places and rail, road and air traffic have been hit. Kadapa Airport will remain closed till November 25. Former Congress Chief Rahul Gandhi on Sunday condoled the loss of lives in the floods in Andhra Pradesh and urged party workers to extend all possible help to those affected. Floods have been causing serious damage in Andhra Pradesh. My condolence to those who have lost loved ones, Gandhi said on Twitter. Dear Congress workers, please help in all ways possible, he also said. Floods have caused extensive damage in Andhra Pradesh. 5 people, including 3 children and an aged woman, died in the Kadiri town of Anantapur district after an old 3-story building collapsed due to heavy rains. Rains have caused disruptions in Tamil Nadu and Kerala as well. In Kerala's Pathanamitta district, the pilgrimage to Pamba and Sabarimala has been prohibited because of rising water levels in the Pamba River. The Delhi government on Sunday extended the ban on the entry of trucks carrying non-essential items into the city and work from home for its employees till November 26 to combat air pollution and minimize its health effects. A senior official said the ban on construction and demolition activities in Delhi has been lifted. According to the directions of the Commission for Air Quality Management, or CAQM, schools and colleges will remain closed till further orders, he said. Keeping in view the very poor air quality forecast and that vehicular pollution would cause extensive air pollution and release harmful air pollutants, particularly when the air quality is very poor, it is felt that there is a need for further extension of the curbs on vehicular movement in Delhi, an order issued by the Environment Department said. Stop entry of trucks in Delhi except the trucks carrying essential commodities till November 26, subject to further review for an extension of this date, it added. All offices of GNCT of Delhi, autonomous bodies, corporations shall remain closed till November 26, except those involved in essential and emergency services. However, all the officers, officials shall work from home, the order said. Following orders from the CAQM, the Delhi government had on Wednesday issued 10 directions, including a ban on the entry of trucks carrying non-essential items into the city and a closure of schools and colleges till further orders. It had also banned construction and demolition activities in the city and ordered its employees to work from home till Sunday, that is November 21. The newly appointed captain-coach duo of Rohit Sharma and Rahul Dravid took off with a series sweep against New Zealand on Sunday. Team India registered a clinical 73-run win over the Black Caps in the third and the final T20I in Kolkata to effect a whitewash. Eventually, it turned out to be India's biggest win against the Kiwis in the shortest format of the game in terms of margin of runs. India set a challenging target of 185 runs for the Kiwis after opting to bat first. In the absence of KL Rahul, it was Ishan Kishan who accompanied his captain Rohit Sharma to open the innings. The duo went off to a flying start, stitching a 69-run opening stand before standard New Zealand skipper Mitchell Santner launched his wicket-taking juggernaut. The left-arm spinner struck twice in his opening over and took down the likes of Ishan, who got 29, and Surya Kumar Yadav, who got a duck. Santner's next victim was Rishabh Pant, who holed out to James Neesham in an attempt to slog sweep. Amid the regular fall of wickets, it was Rohit Sharma who batted in style and led with panache. He made a statement, scoring 56 of 31 balls, leading the way with 5 fours and 3 sixes in his sublime knock. He didn't allow the fall of wickets to bog him down as he got his 50 with a deliberate cut through the vacant third man area of his opposite number. His sequence of scores in the last 6 T20 internationals is 74, 30, 56, 48, 55 and 56. And captaincy hasn't changed his style of play one bit. It took a brilliant one-handed reflex catch from Ish Sodhi to dismiss Rohit. Sodhi tried to bowl wide off Rohit's reach but gave enough air, which enticed him to give the charge without getting to the pitch of the delivery. The Indians stuttered in the middle overs before Harshal Patel, who got 18 of 11 balls, and Deepak Chahar, who got 21 not out of 8 balls, used their long handles, which fetched 50 runs in the last 5 overs. In reply, Akshar Patel, who got 3 wickets for 9 runs, bowled accurately and also got 1 to turn, as his 3 wickets in the power play literally ended New Zealand's resistance and the rest was a mere formality. Despite a fine knock from Martin Guptill, who got 51, the visitors surrendered for a paltry 111 runs in 17.2 overs. The New Zealand team looked bone-tired after a grueling T20 World Cup campaign, and the result won't be a fair reflection of the team's capabilities as they went through the motions for the better part of the 3 games. It was a second back-to-back bilateral T20I series triumph with a clean sweep for India after beating the Black Caps 5-0 in their own den in 2020. Pop star Justin Bieber is facing growing calls to cancel his concert in Saudi Arabia next month as the fiancé of slain Saudi critic Jamal Khashoggi joined a chorus of voices on Sunday, urging him not to perform at the kingdom's Formula One race. In an open letter published by the Washington Post, Hatice Senzig urged the Canadian megastar to cancel his December 5 performance in the Red Sea city of Jeddah, to send a powerful message to the world that your name and talent will not be used to restore the reputation of a regime that kills its critics. Bieber's concert is the most headline-grabbing performance scheduled for the race in Jeddah, though other F1 concert performers include rapper A$AP Rocky, DJs David Guetta and Tiesto, and singer Jason Derulo. It is not the first time a pop star has faced pressure to pull out of a concert in Saudi Arabia. Mariah Carey was the biggest name performer to hit the stage in Saudi Arabia after Khashoggi's killing by Saudi agents in Turkey in October 2018. She brushed off calls to boycott the show. Public pressure, however, prompted Nicki Minaj in 2019 to cancel her appearance on stage at a concert in Jeddah, telling the Associated Press at the time she wanted to show support for women's rights, gay rights, and freedom of expression. Khashoggi's stunning killing in 2018 was carried out by members of a team of 15 Saudi government agents who had been sent to Istanbul, where the writer and former government spokesman had an appointment at the Saudi consulate for documents needed to marry Cengiz. She waited for him outside the consulate, but he never walked out. His body was never found. The killing by agents who worked for the Crown Prince drew international gasps and cast a shadow over Prince Mohammed, whose reputation never fully recovered. Prince Mohammed has maintained he had no prior knowledge of the operation that killed Khashoggi. A U.S. intelligence assessment made public under President Joe Biden, however, determined the Crown Prince approved the operation. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe, and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.